is. Mm-hmm. And that's what God does for us.
Amen.
He leads us to calm waters. When we may think that life has just taken a turn for the worse and things are so much out of control that they can never be brought under control again, the Lord steps in and he leads us to calm waters, to let us know that he is with us always, that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. The shepherds, sometimes when there was danger, being human, they may have had to run away and leave the sheep. And the sheep were vulnerable to any attack from a wild animal that came about. And that's human. You know, a human is limited in what he can do. But God, it has no limit. There is nothing too hard for God.
He
will never, as scripture tells us, he will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us always, even until the end of the age. And mm-hmm. that's the kind of shepherd he is. He is the good shepherd.
The good shepherd.
He made the word be what the word is. The good shepherd. And I'm so thankful that he is the good shepherd. The scripture goes on, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And as he shepherds us, he guides us.
Amen.
He guides us in what we should be doing to live righteously.
Amen.
To live by his commandments, to live a life that is pleasing to him, living a life that is not only pleasing to him, that is not only righteous, but a life that is a blessing to us. And that's what God does. He blesses those who live righteously. He keeps those who live righteously. When we are in need of whatever we are in need of, God blesses us.
Amen.
His storehouse of gifts and blessings is unlimited, especially to his people.
Amen.
And he can bless anybody he wants to, but he loves his children.
Amen.
He loves his children. He loves those who love him.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful that he leads us in the paths of righteousness for
his
name's
sake.
Not for what we might want to do, not for what we may think we should do, but for his name's sake. And when we do, and when we are obedient to where he leads us for his name's sake, we can be assured that we are going in
the right direction.
That direction that leads us from earth all the way to heaven. Thank God. Mm-hmm. Scripture goes on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As we go through life, as we go through some of the difficulties that we must go through in life, we can know that God is with us. We can know that his strength is stronger than anything that we could humanly depend on. His strength is stronger than anything that can come against us, any power that can come against us. His strength is enough. His strength is more than enough. As we walk through some of the difficult areas in this journey of life that we must travel for his name's sake. And as we walk through, we can have the confidence in knowing that God is with us. And that can ease our fears, that can ease our anxieties, that can ease our uncomfortableness in walking this walk for God. Because we know he has our back, we can know that he has our front, we can know that he has our top, we can know that he has our bottom, he has our sides, he has every part of us that needs to be had to have a righteous walk, to accomplish all that he wants to accomplish through us.
And the
shepherds, as it describes here, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And the shepherds during the time of Jesus would usually have a stick or a rod or a staff that they would use to guide the sheep, to touch them in some cases, to lead them, to just let them know, to give them that little easy push mm-hmm. back in the right direction. And that's what God does for us. Sometimes we get off track. Sometimes we go in a direction that we shouldn't be going in. Sometimes we are tempted by the world to go in a place where we shouldn't be going. But God's rod, his rod that reaches all the way from heaven all the way to us, it touches us and nudges us back on the path that leads us to the righteous walk that he wants us to walk. And I'm thankful that his staff is a staff that nudges us, that directs us in the right path that we should be going, even in the times that we lose our way. And sometimes we do. Sometimes we lose our way, but he brings us back into the right way if we listen to him. Even if we repent of our sins, he restores us and leads us back in the right direction into that we should be going. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thou preparedst a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. This position that we have with God as his sheep, as his flock, as we've talked about before, it's not a position to be looked down on. It's an honored position.
Amen.
When he sees us as his sheep, when we come into the fold, when we come into faith and belief, he honors us with his protection. He honors us with his provisions. He honors us with his knowledge. He honors us with his grace. He honors us with his mercy. He honors us with his long suffering. He honors us with his forgiving character. And that's the kind of God, that's the kind of good shepherd that we have when we come into his fold, we make ourselves sheep of his pasture. Glory to God. Glory Amen. To God. Glory Amen. To God. He prepares that table. He honors us by preparing that table, even in the presence of our enemies. Our enemies may see us being honored by God and have the thought that they can do something to us, but God keeps us. He keeps us from the enemy who on the other side may want to do something to us, but he protects us from all of that hurt and all of that harm, all of the thoughts of evil that evil person might think against us. Our God protects us. He puts his arms of protection around us. And our cup runneth over. He gives us even more, so much more
than we can
even hold. And even that overflow that God gives us, we can even use that to bless somebody
others. Amen.
Else. That's what he does. He blesses us.
So that we can be a blessing
to somebody
Amen.
Else. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely goodness and mercy. That's the promise. That's the promise that God gives every believer, that he will be with us, that he will, the mercies that he speaks of here are renewed
every day.
So we can look to have that mercy
every day
of our lives. That's the provision that only the good shepherd, that's the provision that God Almighty, only he can give.
Only he.
And we're thankful for his provisions. We are thankful for the overflow of provisions that he gives, and the commitment in knowing a God like that. The commitment in having a shepherd like that. should be made by every believer. I want more of him, not less.
Amen.
I want to be around him more, not less. I want to understand more about him, not less. I want to be in his company more and not less. That's the commitment that we can make as children of God when we know, when we understand that God is our shepherd. And we never have to want. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to the good shepherd. The good shepherd, our God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's just important to know that in order to have these blessings with God, we have to develop a relationship with him.
Amen.
We have to know, because if we don't get into God's word, if we don't know that God is our shepherd, then we won't have that relationship with him. We won't even realize that we can have all of these things. God didn't make these promises for nothing. God's word is true. His word will not go away. And we can have what he say we can have.
Amen.
But
Amen.
We just have to establish ourselves with him. We just have to realize and know that God is who he say he is. And we have to ask God to help us, because we stumble sometimes, and we get caught up into things sometimes, and sometimes some people lose their way sometime. But when we have a relationship with God, all we have to do, if we can't call his name out loud, all we have to do is whisper his name and say, God, I just give my life to you.
Amen.
You lead me.
Amen.
You guide me. You shepherd me. And when you shepherd me, I know that it will be well done.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Chappelle. And I thank you for being a guest today. And I really did enjoy your explanation of the 23rd Psalm. It's very enlightening. And I thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
It's my pleasure.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone